Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Attention, West Coast! The Sloppy Boys are a band, and we play good music. And we're going on a West Coast tour with our friends Dear Blanca. You're gonna come, you're gonna get drunk, and you're gonna dance to the music. We're going to be in San Diego at the Till 2 Club on September 6th. We're going to be in Costa Mesa at the Wayfarer on September 7th. We're going to be in Long Beach at Alex's Bar on September 8th. We're going to be in Los Angeles at El Cid on September 9th. We're going to be in Oakland at the Elbow Room Jack London on September 10th. We're going to be in Portland at Turn on September 12th. We're going to be in Seattle at the High Dive on September 14th. We're going to be in Vancouver at Fortune Sound Club on September 15th. Holy shit, one thing I didn't even mention is that we're going to be joined by Ray Barbie in Costa Mesa and Long Beach. This is a pro skater, famous skateboard guy who's now a total, utter guitar whiz. This tour rocks, you gotta admit it. You gotta come out and see me, Calpy K, your boy, and you're gonna wanna meet my two co-hosts, Mike and Jeff. We got t-shirts that are completely cool. So come on out to the Great Pacific Blowout Tour. Tickets on our socials.
Folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hello.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Labor Day stylies?
Ooh, oh, nice. That's right. Oh, end of summer. Ooh, oh.
And also,
it's so sad.
Episode 98, bearing down on 100.
98 degrees.
98 degrees. Good band, bad band. How do we feel about 98 degrees still? Good band, bad band.
That, great.
This goes into my, I do in this new section, good band, bad band.
New section?
Yeah, new section of the show. It's always right at the top of the show. Good band, bad band.
Okay, but it's not a segment. It's just only a section?
Just a section. A section of a segment of shit chat.
And normally you clear like a new section with the other hosts.
No, it's so fast. It's just 98 degrees, good band, bad band. So you guys just say sure. If it's good band or bad band.
Bad band.
Good band.
Bad band, okay. Good band, okay. That's it. That's all it is.
It's so funny to call 98 Degrees a band. Like, I know they're a boy band, but I like the idea of them a band. Like, yeah, they're a band.
Yeah, they're a band. Who plays bass?
A non-musical instrument band.
One time I was driving up La Brea in Hollywood, and I was in front of that Christian Science Church, and I saw Nick Lachey, and I yelled out, "Hi, Nick." Speaking of hi, Tig.
Oh, wait, hold on, let me... Tig, they just said hi. Here you go.
Hi.
How's it going?
What's up?
Oh, we can't hear them for some reason. Hmm. Here, put the headphones on. Hold on.
Do one bud each, it'll be cute.
Yeah, one bud each. He can't hear us.
Yeah, man,
We can't hear you.
He would never think to do one bud each.
No.
So, can you hear them?
Hey,
hear
Tig.
Yeah.
Hey, Tig,
can you... I can't hear you.
Tig, can you put one earbud in your ear and one earbud in Mike's ear? So you can both hear?
Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Oh, I see. Smart.
Hi,
welcome to the show, Tig.
Smart.
Okay, breaking news. It looks like you lost a tooth.
How many teeth have you lost? We were talking about this today at lunch.
Eight.
Eight teeth.
Eight.
Whoa.
Eight years old and you lost eight teeth.
One tooth a year.
Did you lose? One tooth a year. My gosh. Hey, you want to tell them what we saw today?
Today we saw the Minions movie.
Rise of
nice.
Gru.
Rise of Gru. Did you like
Two
it?
Two-timer for Mike.
Yeah, second time I saw it. You liked it? Well, you got to say yes because...
No, she's not. No, she's not.
You can't nod.
We heard the wind from the nod. Who's your favorite Minion? Bob?
Stuart?
Bob.
She nodded at Bob.
Well, you like Gru too, right? He was funny.
Yeah, Gru.
Gru, he's
okay.
good.
Just anyone.
Did you finish the candy we brought, or did you not finish the candy?
I had like 8 more left.
Too much.
Sour Patch?
I had sour gummy worms.
Oh, those are good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Now we snuck the candy in.
What? Uncle Mike let you sneak candy in?
Yep. And we got away with
it.
We
already did it once.
Oh, it's tried and tested.
Now she's doing it all the time.
Well,
she loves it.
Once the floodgates are open, you got to keep doing it.
I was freaking out at the beginning when you were going to sneak it in.
How were you freaking out? What was going on? Were you breathing heavy? Were you nervous?
Sweating.
I get anxious when you do bad things.
That's good. That's because you're good. A good kid.
That's good because you are a good kid. Now, see that Tim, the guy in the hat there? Mm-hmm. He one time brought a whole sub sandwich into a movie.
Yeah, it was a buffalo chicken
that.
Sub. And I went to Batman Begins, and it was my favorite movie I ever saw.
Now, you think it was a favorite movie because he liked the movie, or do you think he liked the sub?
Because he liked the sub.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly
so
right.
That's what you do. Yeah. Hide a sub in your shirt, bring it to any movie, and it makes the movie great.
And your brother hid the candy underneath his hat, right? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
yes, he did.
Now, could you guys just hang out exactly where you are? Because I'm going to call the police and have them come arrest you for candy
He's
sneakers.
Messing with us. He's not calling anybody.
Yeah, I don't know their number.
And if he does, we'll call the police on him because he doesn't do his taxes.
Yeah. Plus that sub thing.
Plus the sub thing.
God, please, let's not involve Tig in my personal finances. Tig, one thing we need to know. We're tracking through the years to see if your taste changes. When you were 7, we all know what your favorite vitamin water flavor was. Now you're 8, we want to know what's your favorite flavor of vitamin water.
What are you drinking these days?
I like the same.
Pomegranate?
Let her say it.
Ow! Oh, what's your favorite?
Me?
Yeah.
You
just got to say the word.
Pomegranate?
Yeah, there you go. But wait, this morning you told me that you thought we should do an episode on chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. Do you drink chocolate milk that's already made in the carton, or do you make it with your own syrup?
I make it sometimes.
Yeah, well, that's the move.
But this morning you said, what drink are you doing? I said, Southside's. And you said, well, you should do chocolate milk. And then you said, maybe the bros wouldn't like that.
The bros
are these guys
would love
the bros?
It.
The bros like it.
No, I think you guys are the bros.
Yeah, we're bros. We like it.
We like it.
I'm a Hershey's man.
Oh, we should have done it.
I don't mess with that Nesquik.
Yeah, you're a Hershey's gal. I saw some Hershey's down in the fridge.
And Mike,
there.
You had some Hershey squirts the other day, if I remember correctly.
Hey, watch yourself. You remembered incorrectly.
I have. So, sometimes. So I had candy hidden all over my room, but when we cleaned out my room, my grandma found it, and she's like, oh my goodness, this is so old, and I'm like, can I have one? And she's like, no, it's so old.
So wait, you hid candy all over your room? You know what you should be when you grow up? Is you should be an Easter bunny.
Yes, one of the many Easter bunnies entering the workforce.
You know, Jeff's family used to own a chocolate shop. They used to make their own chocolate. What do you think of that?
What do you think of that? She's...
I don't like milk chocolate, and I don't like dark chocolate.
Well, what does that leave?
I don't know. White chocolate?
Yeah, I like white chocolate.
Okay.
Oh. Weird.
Get her off
just,
my podcast.
I didn't know that, Tig.
You're a little bit cuckoo.
You might have to get out of here, because I didn't know that about you, and that's not a quality
the bros
one
don't like
guess.
That.
Tig, do you have any booze news? By chance.
What's that?
You got any news about alcoholic beverages?
Scratching her chin.
For your next one?
No, like
maybe
remember,
she does.
Last night, remember what you... So when I'm here, Tig pretends that she's a waitress and she gets beers for me. Now, we ran into... Like, she takes a pad out. Well, you take a pad out and you write it all down.
Yeah.
Last night, we ran into some problems. If I didn't drink enough, the bar was going to go out of business.
Oh, no.
Yeah, in this economy.
And did we go out of business?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Uncle Mike drank enough to keep it in business.
Wow, what a guy. He's a hero.
All right, what do you think? Why don't you go downstairs and get my drink going?
Okay, what's your drink?
No, I'll come down.
No, I got it.
Okay, it's a Southside.
What's Southside?
Southside's gin. We're going to talk about it in a minute. No, that's too much for you to make.
I'll ask my dad.
Okay.
Kyle Hanford?
Peace.
Peace out.
Bye, Tig.
Damn, a Tig dropping. That is
a Tig dropping.
Special.
I don't think it's going to be the last we heard of her.
Yep. Hey, did you tip your waitress last night?
I did.
Good.
Fake cash.
Perfect.
Nice.
It's so funny. When she's the waitress, she's Sarah. So I'll be like, "Is Sarah working tonight?" She's like, "Hold on." She goes and gets like a little apron, like a waitress apron,
a little drawstring apron.
she has like a pad in it. She's like, "Okay, so what do you want?"
My sister used to do that exact same thing at that age, and she. Her name was Alice Coconut, and then she would say that my dad was the cook in the back of the kitchen, and she'd be like, let me go ask Coco Al.
Wait, so she's Alice Coconut, and your dad is Coco Al?
Yeah, my dad's Coco Al.
That's good.
Not sure how that works out.
That's good.
Well,
and with that,
why don't we get into a little beep, 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 beep.
I'm bipping it. Hit it. What's the song that's on the fucking radio every time I turn it on? There's a song to me that is inescapable right now.
Champagne.
Wine.
Tequila.
Margarita.
Mojito.
With a lime.
Sweet mimosa.
Pina colada.
Booze news.
Bip, 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 bip.
Booze news. Booze news. Bip, bip.
You alcohol-free slopheads.
Wow.
Okay, before we get into it, my waitress Sarah is here, and she's taking orders. She caught the end of that. Would you like the video game music?
Ooh, she's a big fan of Drunk on Booze News by Evan Cohen.
All right. Evan, you did it.
I was waiting for a little something from that, Evan. You just sort of listed some drinks, huh?
I'll take a Bud Light.
Bud Light it is.
Sarah's a good waitress.
She's quick.
A lot of writing going down.
See you soon.
Bye, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah. Great
job.
There's
a Bud Light.
Yeah, it says Bud Light right there.
Written in the LITE. That's a sort of someone in the know.
Saving time.
Guys, today's booze news...
Yes.
We're making the booze news ourselves because the time has come.
Woo.
We're going into the Labor Day weekend here. That's the unofficial end of summer. I hate to break it to you. It's time to look back and for us to decide what was the drink of the summer 2022.
Ooh.
Right now?
Right now?
It's time. I'm ready. I've been ready since 3 weeks ago.
I'm ready too. I got my pick.
Okay, Mike, I think I know yours.
Sea Breeze! It's the Sea Breeze. It's the drink everyone loves. Everyone's been drinking it all summer because it's so easy to make and it's so refreshing.
I mean, definitely the 9 people on our Instagram that tagged us, they were drinking it. So as far as I know, it could have been...
But, Michael, I hate to say...
Ooh, ouch.
It's the spaghetti. It's the most retweeted, regrammed. Oh, they love it out there, the spaghetti. You should have seen when we did the spaghetti episode. We couldn't keep the submissions coming in at a reasonable pace.
I like you telling me, Jeff, like, you should have seen it, like, as if I just do the podcast and then pay no attention to the rest of the thing.
It's not
you would have loved it, Mike.
It's not you that you didn't have access to it. You just weren't interested. Didn't look.
Yeah. Oh, how are the numbers doing, boys?
Duddy, I gotta say, I had it down to 2. I was tracking the ranch water. I was tracking the spaghetti. And even though ranch water on a global scale is more popular, and there were a lot of... I saw Punch had an article about like canned ranch water, and I saw it everywhere and stuff. Still, I think it was a slow burn, and it'll continue. You know, it's kind of too basic of a drink to have a moment. Whereas I feel like the spaghetti... Even though it didn't have a... oh, my God. Sarah's coming in with a can of Bud Light on a tray.
There we go. A can of Bud Light on a tray.
Hey, Sarah, you should work at Ye Rustic Inn.
Yeah.
Look, she even
that was fast.
And she drank
Thank
it.
Thank you, ma'am.
Tip her.
Good Great work, job, Sarah. Tig. Sarah. Oh, God.
Oh, she's back to being Tig.
All right, put your,
well, I was just going to say that obviously the spaghetti is not as big as the Aperol Spritz or anything. It's a poor man's Aperol Spritz, but I don't see it being bigger next summer. I feel like it had its moment among the hip people in the know. So we Whoa, didn't
so
have...
you think the spaghetti's best days are behind it?
I'm not saying it in a sad way, but I'm saying that it might, you know, like it's not just going to be a slow burn and rise in popular. Like, I feel like the ranch water is going to be on every menu for years to come.
You think this was spaghetti? This was spaghetti's year.
I think this was spaghetti summer. And in general, I think we all agree it was the summer of pouring bottles into other bottles. Whether
I think
was
you're
the
right.
ranch and, water or mm-hmm. the spaghetti or the sidewalk slammer,
yep.
we're pouring bottles into other bottles.
And is it because just we did it or you think the nation was doing it? I think the nation was pouring
bottles.
I think
the nation was
like
doing it.
I think a lot of people were pouring weird stuff in their beers. I feel like I've seen that.
Yeah.
People are talking about it.
What's a more positive version of you've all heard the phrase canary in the coal mine.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's they used to bring canaries down into the mines and they would be more sensitive to poisons and bad air quality and they would die before the
Sad.
Workers.
Right.
Now there's got to be a, like, you know, we're tip of the spear, we're
tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
Canary in the canary house.
Canary in mm-hmm. the canary house where the canary mm-hmm. thrives.
In this case the canaries.
A lot of people tagged us in like, oh, here's a beer with orange liqueur in it, and here's a beer with this in it. There's a lot mm-hmm, of drizzling mm-hmm. in the drippies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. I think you're right. And it makes me want to say, more, 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 please. I'll try that again.
More, drip, drip,
more,
drip.
More.
Dripping the drizz.
Well, is that it for booze?
From
news?
Drizzly to drip. Yeah, so, okay, spaghetti one, bye.
Why? Because you and I, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we beat Mike.
Yeah, okay. That's it for booze news. Do, 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 do.
Now, that was good. That, what was it?
Mario
oh,
2.
Mario 2.
But it was sort of an 2. Acoustic version.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What?
Tig, don't worry
it's
about
It's a whole
it.
Thing, Tig. It's video games you are not privy to.
But
it's
I
not
play
Forza.
Video games. I play video games.
Yeah, what's your
Which
favorite
video
games?
Game do you play?
Hey, you play Fortnite?
My brother does. I play Forza Horizon with Mike. I play Roblox.
Nice.
I play lots of games.
Forza Horizon is a racing car game.
Mike, you should get her on Rocket League, dude.
I play Rocket League with my other nephew.
Oh.
And we won yesterday! Hooray! We won a game.
Daddy, what are you drinking there?
A Soleil.
Oh, bubbly water, lime variety for a lime
Lime
freak.
Version. Yep. Yeah, you know, but I am interested in squeezing some fresh citrus tonight.
Oh, interesting. You're talking about the drink of the day.
Yeah, I would love to, Ooh. But I don't know anything about it, Tim.
Okay, well, I'll tell you. Who once said these words?
Ooh.
South side, we gonna set this party off right.
Yes. Yes!
Well, it was none other than Skeet Rival and Kim Tormentor from the south side of a certain Midwestern town called Chi-Town, Kanye West. Today, we're talking about a drink from his neighborhood, the south side. You've heard?
No shit.
I've never heard.
Never heard.
I've heard not had, but I always get it confused with the east side, which has cucumber in it. But... This one is, we're basically talking about a gin sour with mint. And being a sour, you can stick it up with some egg. But it's 100 years old. It's from the south side of Chicago. That's why I'm wearing a White Sox hat today.
Ooh. You know, that's a good hat, Tim. I think I gave you that after a tour date.
Gave it to me like backstage and said, I'm not going to wear this fucking thing.
In Chicago. Yeah, I got it for Chicago. And I said, this hat does not fit me well.
So you were kind of a poser in Chicago, and then you...
Oh, yeah, I'll wear anything in Chicago just to get people to like me.
You're not a big Frank Thomas fan?
I am, but more his commercial work these days.
Well, what about Carlton Fisk?
Yes, yes.
Yes, of course.
My God, I want that hat back, Tim. I'm such a big fan.
So it was, it's kind of a Prohibition era type of thing, as you can tell from it's similar to a mint julep, but it's gin. Mm-hmm. And south side of Chicago, home of Donda. But people always, of course, there's a theory that it's also from, it could be from Long Island on the South Shore, place down there. Mm-hmm. Long Island has plenty of drinks. Let's give this one to Chicago. And all I know about it is I've seen it on, I think of it as a warm weather drink. That's why it's on the IBA list. And we have done some Silly Billy drinks recently and we wanted to get back on track, but it's Labor Day weekend. So we wanted to give you something refreshing.
Yeah. And also, Tim, you mentioned it's pops up a lot at weddings.
I think of this as it's cocktail hour at a wedding in the summer. You look at the three pre-approved like cocktails and one of them is at the south side and you say, that would be nice for me. I think I'll have that. It's a
You've
fancy.
Run into this before.
You normally see the groom glugger, the bride beverage.
The bride and beer.
And then a south side.
And then the flower girl frap.
And don't forget the priest punch. Sorry, Tim. Keep going.
Yes.
And the maidens.
Stop.
The matron of honor's milk.
Oh, from her tits?
No. Don't go there.
No, you're probably saying from her tits.
No, I'm saying a glass of milk from a cow. 2%
pasteurized?
To whole.
I bet that this would be nice on the rocks, but it looks like the IBA serves it up in a fancy cocktail glass.
Ugh.
But either way, slopheads, we thought this would be a nice refresher for you this weekend. Here's the IBA recipe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
60 milliliters of London Dry Gin.
Ooh.
I'm using Seagram's. That's 2 ounces, by the way.
Tanqueray over here.
I'm using Beef Eater.
30 milliliters fresh lemon juice. Mm-hmm. That's an ounce.
Wow.
15 milliliters, half ounce, of simple syrup.
These are nice ratios. It's like 2 to 1 to half.
Bing, bang, boom. That's a fucking sour, man.
It's
then 5 to 6
down.
Mint leaves and a few drops of egg white. Optional. I'm taking that option, you guys.
I'm taking it. Taking it.
Are you taking it? Okay. Okay.
you look like you were going to be writing that down in a pad. Okay, Tim.
Yeah, all right, Tim taking egg? Option. I'll see what I have egg-wise here.
Here is the, maybe you only have yolks. Is that the issue?
It could be.
The method is pour all ingredients into a cocktail shaker, shake well with ice, double strain into a chilled cocktail glass.
What
I'm guessing double strain because the mint leaves are going to get pulverized. I don't really know how to double strain.
I don't. You put the mint in there as well? I don't know about that.
If egg is used, shake vigorously.
Yes.
Garnish with mint sprigs. So here's my question. Oh, yeah. The 5 to 6 mint leaves are just a garnish. They're not going in the shaker.
That's a tough one because it says all ingredients. Now, the ingredients, it's listed in the ingredients list, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're meant to put double mint. Mint in there, mint in the shaker, mint on
garnish.
Top. Wow.
I agree because why else would we be double straining?
But
good call.
Remind me, how do we double strain? Because I got my Hawthorne, I got my shaker holes.
Maybe you pour it from your shaker that naturally has a strainer top, but then you blast it through a strainer. Or
like
just go back and forth with
the
maybe you could go Hawthorne into a cup and then back into the shaker. I don't know.
Yep.
This, what I thought was going to be a simple drink, is now proving to blow my mind.
Mm. Yeah. That's the thing about South. People underestimate the South Side of Chicago, but...
Yeah.
Home of Donda.
Blows your mind.
Home of Donda.
Home of Donda.
You guys want to give it a try?
Yeah, let's do it.
I do.
Folks, we'll see you right back here after the ads.
Herp, 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 herp.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
We're back with South Sides. Let's see him.
Looking good, fellas.
Ooh, those look good.
Jeffy, the coupe glass and the garnish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, immediately after shaking mine and pouring it, I was like, I don't think we were supposed to put the mint leaves in there. I've got leaf in there.
Yeah.
But then
it's
I googled around other recipes, and yeah, they all put the mint
chunky
in there.
Oh, good.
They just do a better job of straining than I did. But yeah, it looks kind of like a grasshopper. It looks green.
Yeah, this is smelling what I'm thinking a mint julep would have been.
And, like, it's a weird cross between, well, I don't know. Let's take sips.
Yeah.
Let's do sip. Oh, I'm in the garden with the bees.
Ooh.
Buzz, buzz.
Ooh. A little tart, a little minty. All Labor Day vibe.
Yeah.
I managed to get a few dashes of egg in there, and it's not an omelet, nor is it under egg.
No.
It's pretty...
You know, I've been getting whiskey sours out there in the world with the egg option. And it's funny that, like, this is like a whiskey sour with gin, but then there's the addition of a ton of mint. It's so weird.
Oh, this is so good. This is minty. It's like eating fucking winter fresh. Come on.
Yeah. Ooh, that is good. I'll tell you what. I don't even mind a little mint fleck once in a while.
Well, just to get in the teeth, so that when you're talking to someone, you look stupid.
How much egg did you put in there?
A dollop.
It was supposed to be a few dashes. I cracked an egg into a cup, and then I reached my fingers in there, and I tried to grab as much white as I could, which wasn't much, and then I kind of dropped it into the shaker, and it seemed like a few dashes.
Yeah, I did that, like, break the egg and kind of pass the yolk back and forth until the white falls out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use the whole white.
Guess so.
Ooh.
You did, or you guess so?
Yeah, I guess I did.
Okay, fair enough.
To answer your question, Tim, cluck cluck.
he ate so much egg white, he turned into a chicken.
Now I am the chicken.
Right.
Now I am the chicken.
Wow.
The chick.
Oh, this is refreshing to me.
Mm. Yeah.
Good. This is good. That's all there is.
You guys don't even have your ACs on. This is great.
I'll tell you what. I do have an AC. Very chilly in this house.
You what?
Central air. It's central air. You can't even hear it.
Okay. Whisper quiet.
I'll allow it.
Oh, you got to love that central air when you walk into... the other day, I walked into fucking CVS. Oh, my God. It was nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just strolled my ass right in there, didn't I?
Did you say that as you walk in? Oh, yes, you people. This is fantastic.
Everyone's doing that. You, on a hot day, you walk in and you see people just step in the door and go...
It's great. You go to some of these fancy pants malls and stuff, and they have giant electronic doors that just yawn wide open. So before you even get inside, you get blasted with fresh AC. They don't care. They're just dumping it outside.
It is funny. Well, we talked about this all in the blowout this week.
How do you beat the heat?
How do you beat the heat?
That's a Patreon episode people can subscribe to here.
Tim. But here's the trick, though. Gotta subscribe.
Right.
But when you do subscribe, you're not just getting that week's episode. You're getting the entire back catalog, which is approaching 100 episodes.
Is it a treasure trove?
Yes. Right. Jackpot.
Yes.
Yes,
it is.
When are they going to go back in the Disney vault, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do that. We should put stuff in the vault, and then it's a higher tier to get into the vault.
Ooh.
Vault tier.
Are you guys getting swayed by the smell at all?
I was definitely swayed by the smell just walking back in here. I could smell that mint. I said, oh, this is going to be minty. Mm.
So if you've got a whole white in your drink, Mike, well, cluck, cluck, buck, buck, bagock, but,
yes.
But also, is it really, like, can you hold it up again?
Is it a gel? Are you drinking a gel?
No, not drinking a gel. And I am smelling a little...
stank.
A little egg. It's a little stinky. It's a little eggy. I'm trying to focus on the mint.
Yeah.
When I've over egged my whiskey sours, I'll get kind of my teeth feel grimy.
No. Yeah. You?
Me?
Yeah.
Tim? The K-Man.
You know when you it's like you're having breakfast and you've already popped a piece of spearmint gum in, but you're still eating eggs, like a scrambled eggs around it? Yeah. It's what this tastes like.
Yep.
Yeah, why do we all do that? We order a big omelet, we're only halfway through it, and we start popping in the gum.
Yeah.
It's 8 a.m., time for first gums.
First gums. Hey, Denny's and Wrigley, together again.
Together again. Now that we've talked about the egg, I can't not smell the egg, and I am done with this drink.
Here's the thing, Mike. You need the liquor and the lemon to knock out the egg.
Yeah. And I'm kidding.
Safe. Otherwise, you're drinking.
To make it safe.
Yeah, to make it safe. Yeah.
When, you mentioned Denny's, it reminded me of a funny thing where when I was a kid, I hated IHOP and I hated Denny's. And so on like road trips,
how about
my
Bickford's?
Family would be like, what's that?
What about Bickford's? Did you have Bickford's?
We didn't have Bickford's, but I think I would
never
like
heard
it.
Of Bickford's.
Carry on, sorry.
I'm on board for Bickford's for sure.
Shout out to Bickford's.
I remember being like, we were stopping on a road trip and my parents were like, we're going to go to Denny's. And I was like, I don't want to go to Denny's. I don't like Denny's. And we're and I lose. So we're walking into Denny's and my sister slips on frozen puke. On the front walk up to Denny's in winter in upstate New York, somebody had puked on their way out of the restaurant, kind of a pinkish puke.
Yeah.
And it had frozen over and whoosh, she slipped, she fell. We said, that's puke. We left and I was happy. We didn't have to.
Down goes Coco Annie, I guess.
Yeah. Alice Coconut down.
Alice Coconut, damn. Who was the
Coco Al
picked Alice Coconut up for sure.
Alice Coconut, got it. He said, "Oh, we can't have you hurt. We need you for another shift." when he was Coco Al, did he put on like a funny character voice? "We can't have you do that. We need you for another shift."
Yeah, like Happy Days.
Yeah,
another shift.
Oh, Coconut Alice, you what was it, Alice Coconut? Oh, Alice Coconut, you're gonna put me in the poorhouse with the way you don't go up to work.
Thank you for worrying about getting it right. Wait, what was it? It was Alice Coconut? Okay. Yeah.
Shit. Let's actually
so sorry.
Edit that out.
Please tell Lee I'm sorry.
If Jeff does his job right, editing, the audience won't know that there was a screw-up.
Ooh, right, Michael, I'm asleep at the wheel editing this thing.
Oh, man. I got to say, you did a great job on that last...
Oh!
That last episode we did where we all went a little nuts. We drank those... Sidewalks.
Yeah.
Two episodes ago. You're still drunk from them.
Oh my God.
That did take a while to recover. And I'm glad we countered with a nice reflective Dog Days of Summer sipper.
Oof. I've had one of those since. I've made it since.
What? Sidewalk Slammer?
No, yours, the summer
the Southern Slipper.
Oh hell yeah. Do you have peach schnapps in the house?
Oh, I got a little De Kuyper floating around.
Yes. The Kuyper.
Except mine is called not De Kuyper.
Hiram Walker?
No, God bless it, I forget the name.
Giffords?
Pucker.
Pucker.
Well, I got it as a gift from Frank Gifford, but I forget.
Wow, he's long dead, so that's old.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Hey, wait a second. We're talking about a drink from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you guys, do you have any Chicago memories from your life?
Yes. Why, yes.
Very many.
Some of the best shows the Sloppy Boys have played have been Chicago.
Well, no, I didn't want to. I wanted to just know how.
Just do you or don't you?
And how many.
Yes, sorry.
Yes, I have seven memories.
Of course I do. Yes.
Yes, Chicago music fans rock the house. Philly and Chicago is where we get our warmest of welcomes, huh?
Yeah, man. Subterranean, baby.
Well, let's see if...
Sub-T is the place to be.
If you're coming to the shows on the West Coast tour, guys, fans, let's see if you could...
Yeah, let's shake the booties a little bit on the West Coast. We love you guys. We're a Los Feliz band, so we get it. Mm-hmm. But lots of times the vibe out here is sort of, what, is this one of your songs? Yeah, it's one of our songs.
We're singing it.
Should I tap my foot? Yeah, sure. But I don't have any shoes on. Yeah. God.
What do I do with my hips?
Shake them.
I tell you everything.
Wait, I got another question. You have more questions? This is all while the music is going on.
Yeah.
Whoever's not singing is answering all these questions. Oh, yeah, I got one more. Can my friend tap his toes as well?
Oh, yes, they can.
And he's actually wearing shoes.
But my friend, Trey, he's busy with a burrito. Oh, my God.
Tell him you to don't finish the burrito shit. Or put it down and
finish it. We'll pause the song. We'll give him 5 minutes to finish the burrito, and then let's get him tapping that foot.
Hey, the entire East Coast tour, not one burrito stop down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not one burrito break.
And when you're tapping your feet, guys, I don't want you wearing those Rip Curl slide sandals, and we just hear...
Yeah.
You know?
We want to hear. We want tap. Doc Martens or harder.
Gathunk.
We wouldn't mind clogs if we're coming up through Solvang country.
Speaking of footwear, that was my Chicago memory I was going to mention to you guys was when we did a Sketchfest Chicago in January with the Birthday Boys.
Yeah.
Had a fun time at the fest, but didn't dress appropriately because we were California boys.
Yeah.
And we were wearing like sneakers and we walked through the snow. And then our whole group was sharing one hotel room and we needed to dry off our sneakers. So we put them on the radiator
in the socks room.
And it
we were all soaked to the sock.
Yes, it soaked to the sock, but it just kind of warmed up those shoes and stunk of that whole
thing. Oh, it smelled terrible.
That was a time we did like that festival and then San Francisco right after it. And it maybe flip-flopped, but we got so sick after the second one.
Yep.
It was just like we had no sleep or anything.
I remember we treated our bodies so badly back then that I remember getting sick like every other Sketchfest. I would just be ready for it.
Yeah, we don't now, though, because with our podcast, we drink liquor every single week.
Yeah. Oh, another good one right from that same trip. Do you guys, we should tweet this photo or gram this photo. Hmm. One of you is throwing a snowball at the other. And the snowball is like frozen in midair, like right before it hits one of you in the head.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's like as we were getting our colt.
Yeah, that was great.
That was the moment we got. But yeah, that's such a funny photo.
Like, I think it's Mike is like smiling and flexing and there's a snowball like 3 inches from hitting his head.
I remember this picture because we're wearing free giveaway Simpsons shirts for a rap party.
We both are.
And we were at the actual festival. Like we stepped outside the lobby of the theater and we were drunk off our asses and we're just wearing t-shirts. It's like 0 degrees outside.
Yeah.
I also remember we were young enough for this to be a huge deal. The Sketchfest Chicago was sponsored by Chipotle and we had all the free chips and guac we could have.
Yes, we did. That was the early days of Chipotle probably.
Yeah, man.
Before it took national stage.
You know where I first heard of Chipotle?
Where?
The Osbournes.
Sharon, bring me my burrito.
Really?
No.
Sharon. Yeah, he loved them.
Before it was bought Shren. By McDonald's.
Shren.
You know what memory, Southside memory I have? Is the show Southside. Remember I was telling you guys about
Hanford's Hobbies. One of your hobbies was Southside. Yeah, yeah.
It was one of my favorites. It's coming back. Season 3 is shooting now-ish. Or soon. I don't know.
But now it's HBO Max, right?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
uh-huh.
It is. Yes, it is.
Well, hey, guys. Before we get to round 2, would you change anything?
I did my own change less egg. That said, I drank the whole thing. It's gone. Gone. There's no getting it back, Jeff.
Yeah. I am going to do another one because I got the rest of that lemon. Takes about half a good lemon to get you 30 mil.
I'm going to make one on the rocks.
Yeah, me too. That's my only tweak.
That's a good idea.
All right.
That's a damn good idea.
Well, folks, why don't we meet back here after some good old-fashioned advertisements?
And promise you'll buy the products.
I will. I do every week. I have so much BetterHelp.
Yeah, you're all backed up on BetterHelp sessions. You can't get to them.
He's all swole from M Drive. His mind and his body are sound. All right, folks, we'll see you back here in a little bit.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Now we're back with round 2, Southside.
We gonna set this party off right.
Tim, you have hurled around the slur of frog bog quite a bit in the last...
That's a slur.
Well, I think it's become sort of like a... You don't want to be called a frog bog if you're a drink.
Yeah, you don't want your drink to be a frog bog.
Yeah, if you're the home of a frog, you're a frog bog. Oh no, it was Bartles and James cucumber.
Yeah, it stunk like shit. Yeah. But this looks quite a bit like a frog bog, but I would never say the term.
No, because you wouldn't use a slur, but it's also light green. It looks nice. Jeff, you got a froth on
it. It looks like it should stink.
It looks like the Dagobah system. Wow.
Ooh, run through Dagobah system. Run through Dagobah.
Is Endor in the Dagobah system?
No.
Is Dagobah the one that gets blasted into smithereen?
Dagobah's Yoda's swamp.
What is that thing I was just saying? Run to Dagobah. Run to Dagobah.
That's the Star Wars gangster rap from the Flash animation from like 15 years ago.
From like E-Bomb's world.
Run to Dagobah. Run to Dagobah.
Oh. Guys, this is way better on the rocks. I love it. This is what I'm doing. Labor Day weekend. Nice. I will say it's
That rocks glass.
It's a little hard to get it through the, I would put it in an old fashioned glass. It's with store-bought ice, which is nice to have.
It is nice to have. I did. I went to his house. He had it and I used it.
Make sure you double strain better than I did because I've got one of these little skinny straws and the mint is blocking my straw. Other than that, this is divine.
Well, final thoughts.
My final thought is, can you believe it's already Labor Day?
Yeah.
My God.
Cool. Any thoughts on the drink?
And for you know, since it's Labor Day, I wanted to bring up some of the business practices on this podcast. My two co-hosts force upon me. Business, I don't want to record this shit. Every week I got to record this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going with this here, Tim? Because we can easily remove you from these recordings and have any number of podcast hosts fill your spot. What's
Do you know how much Hargablarg wants to be the co-host?
You think he could be the editor in chief of Booze News?
No, we'd still keep you on as the editor in chief.
Well, he'd be bad at it.
You just wouldn't be on air talent.
Okay, well, yeah, I think that we learned something here today. If you have had a business, a work experience with bad business practices, don't speak up. Don't try to unionize. Just go with the flow.
Labor Day. Okay. Good. Good. Yes.
Labor,
yes.
Mike. Well, labor.
Good. Labor.
Yes. Day.
Yes. My thoughts on the drink are very good. Very order againable.
Whoa.
Might have even slid it into my vote for drink of the summer. We had not figured that out earlier today.
Okay. So you change your vote?
Okay. No, this does not beat. It beats in taste. It beats the sea breeze, but it does not beat the sea breeze for the drink of the summer.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair that we picked the drink of the summer before we took a look at the south side. But I don't think it would change anything. It's an order again. I don't know. I don't know if it's a stone cold classic.
Yeah, it is. Come
I don't
on.
Know if it's a stone cold classic. Maybe next year. Maybe next year.
It needs time. It's only 100 years old.
This is in the unforgettables. What? Classics.
Yeah. Where is it?
Unforgettables.
Unforgettable.
Tim, your thoughts. Submit them, please.
I love it. It's an order again, and I'll tell you this. I think it's better than a mint julep.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. For sure.
For sure. Why don't bring these to the racetrack?
Yeah. Bring anything to the racetrack. Just go to the races. Make some money.
Yeah, get down to the ponies, folks.
I think next time I make this, I'm going to lay off on the egg.
Yeah. No egg at all or just not a whole egg?
Maybe lay off or lay off completely. Probably lay off completely. I'm going to try without.
I love it with the egg, but in perfect measure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who knows what a dash is? That's tough. I can dash a Peychaud's. I can dash an Angostura. If I dash an egg, my hands get sore.
Yes.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode. And you know it's good because we just did Beat the Heat. That's patreon.com/thesloppyboys.
Wouldn't mind beating the heat with a goddamn Southside cocktail.
Nice. Folks, jump on over there. Get your friends to come on over. Let's talk. Let's have some fun. We're doing it all over the place. There. Yes, there.
Oh, boy. It's all happening there.
Goodbye, folks.
Ooh, my hands are sore.
Bye, everybody. Mike's hands are sore.